Blog Talk Radio.
This is Weird Really Gay Witches Blog. It is up when you want some real motherfucking work done. And I just wanted to open up the energies to the ancestors that helped me speak but let me see spirit. And I wanted to open up the energies on the individuals who have a lot to say in comments, who have a lot to say in texting from random numbers and talking shit. But are you bold enough to call in? So I'm going to connect Sandy. Sandy, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, cool. Okay, so we were talking, especially when we had went to the Netflix, I guess, protest or whatever it was supposed to be. In addition, we spoke to, a day or so ago in reference to the trance, and I said, hey, you should look at the T.S. Madison interview on The Breakfast Club. And I also opened up by talking about how people leave interesting comments in reference to trance, or interesting enough, send text messages to talk shit. And I have my opinions on it. You have your opinions on it. And people, trans people, will come in by saying, why is it our concern? And I find that very interesting, because you step in and say, why is it our concern? And why do you make it our concern then for us to be concerned?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you can start it off. What you think, get the energies, and see will niggas actually call in.
Okay, well, first, no, they're not, because people don't have nerve like that. And you told me to watch T.S. Madison on The Breakfast Club, and I really didn't want to. But I made myself watch it last night, which is why I'm kind of in a fucked up mood right now, because it irritated me soul to my soul. I didn't even finish watching it all because I was that irritated. And when people say, and I'm going to say that it's trans people that say that shit in the comments, that why is it our concern? It's our concern because we're women, and trans people are men. And listening to T.S. Madison, I couldn't get through it that long. I think I checked out after not the pronoun thing, after he started talking about the movies that he was going to be in. And Angela Yee irritated the fuck out of me, and I just wanted to grab her by that fucking puff on her head and drag her around the room, because it's women like that make it more difficult for real women to voice their opposition to what's going on in the world with trans. I was irritated by the fact that T.S. Madison is a whole motherfucking nigga with a dick, okay? His aesthetics is of a woman. He's talking about pronouns and shit, and respecting the pronouns. I, as a woman, don't have to respect shit, because you're trying to condition people and brainwashing people into calling you living in your fairy tale. And I'm not going to live in your fairy tale. I'm not going to live in your lunacy. He is a man with a dick, and he said he's not going to remove his dick. You want to be called a woman, but you have a whole dick and balls. Do you know how problematic that is for black women who are, first of all, we're viewed as masculine. We're viewed as aggressive. we're viewed in such a fucked up light because we have our black men running around here screaming that they're women. Him saying that he's a woman and referring to trans as being women was insulting. It's insulting by the simple fact that I've given birth. We risk our lives when we give birth. We have uterus. We have hysterectomy. We have menopause. We have the fear of being raped by men. We have all these issues that you will never understand. You're just simply playing dress up with your titties and your makeup and your wig, but you got a whole dick. Even the ones that don't have a dick that had the surgery, you still will never know what it feels like to be a woman. You'll never understand. And then we have the audacity to say that one, a man to come out and basically claim a trans and that'll make it all okay. Why is it that, and I'm only assuming that he's referring to a straight man, that's what I'm going to take it. You're not referring to a gay man.
Your phone going in and out.
My phone is going in and out?
Mm-hmm. Your cell phone.
Okay. So, yeah, of course, because people are probably mad as fuck because I'm saying what I'm saying. And I don't give a fuck because I'm tired of this shit. And I'm tired of them wanting to brainwash and want us to be in their lunacy and their delusions. And the fact is, it's disrespectful that you call women sick. And Dave Chappelle was right. Everything he said, he didn't even watch the fucking special. So you can't really comment on some shit. But they're so angry about it, the fact that everything that Dave Chappelle said in his special, there's no lies. And that's what makes them angry. And the fact that he hasn't used the fact that being black, that's nothing to do with it. The fact that you're black is worse. It's worse for black women because black women will continue to be torn down and viewed in a certain light because of you and because of the fact that there are women that support you. Then when he says, what bathroom is he supposed to use? So it's okay for you to be dressed like a woman and have a dick and go into a woman's bath, toilet seat up to pee? When there's urinals in the men's bathroom, it's not our problem that you want to dress and look like a woman, but you still want to keep your dick. So how can you be called a woman? You want to be called a woman, but you have a dick. Do you know how delusional and insane that is to me? That is completely preposterous. That is ridiculous to me. You have a whole dick, and you want to be called a woman. And it was too much. And I'm sitting there looking at Charlamagne like, you ain't saying a fucking thing. Although I get it, you can't really say anything because you want to be in entertainment. And you have to entertain this buffoonery. Because that, at this point, that's the way I see it, is buffoonery. And it's such a disrespect and a disregard that these are men in dresses and they still want to control women. They want to control women. They're misogynist and they're aggressive. They're toxic. You're still a man, and you still want to control women, and you want to control women. You want to be in spaces that women should only be in. And I didn't have enough of it, and that's where I stand on it.
I found everything you're saying very interesting, and because you're coming from a point of, when you say, frustration. And it's interesting how your phone was going in and out, and that's how much energy that they're pushing to not have an opinion or communication. Uh-huh. Now, uh-huh. What's very interesting of where I'm going with this on my part is that when I looked at the Breakfast Club and T.S. Madison, one, I can clearly pick up they didn't want him on that show. And I'm talking about Charlamagne. That was pushed from Angela Yee. Now, what was very interesting is that you said that Charlamagne didn't say anything. I read his face. Yeannie didn't care too much about no T.S. Madison. And furthermore, the energy that T.S. Madison was throwing out with a lot of spells and sacrificial energy. What's very interesting is that I don't believe that, I'm going to say, black trans people really understand they're nothing but sacrifices to the from the white trans people. The white trans people use them for their agenda, for their movement, and for their melanin. And black people want to be so fucking bad. They don't understand when they're being sacrificed. And I'm going to say this. It's very clear as us as black people, we go through pain and suffering. And our ancestors sacrificed themselves already for our suffering, so we don't have to sacrifice ourselves anymore. But we tend to sacrifice ourselves every single day of our lives and plead our case and plead who we are. And I'm saying to the trans community, you don't have to do that. You don't have to be the pansy for fucking white trans people who are using you. You don't have to do the most. You don't have to give this exploration of your sexual energy of what you do and how you do. Because I was quite troubled when T.S. Madison, and that's the foundation of this, T.S. Madison started talking about his sexual energies, especially towards women. And I can, and it seemed like to me, I'm assuming that more black couples are getting into this type of energy. So is it taboo? Is it a fetish or is it a psychosis? Okay, especially at this point. And how do we as black women handle this situation if, because the first thing we like to do is blame us, to say, well, you're facilitating this. No, we're not. I'm not. I don't know what's going on. All I know is I get attacked if I say anything about the trans people. I'm just more like, hey, I grew up, you grew up in San Francisco. We ain't never heard or seen this type of get down. Have you?
No.
No.
No, never.
We born and raised around queens, trans, and more, even black. And the black trans ain't never attacked, never been disrespectful, never been in this competitive energy. And what I'm what I'm noticing more and more is a certain age group that's in that attack mode. Now, I was surprised to understand that T.S. Madison is 44, okay, with that type of behavior. So we already know what the energy is there for. But I do see a caller, so we're going to see the what's up with this. Good morning.
Hey.
Hi, how are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Good. You have something to say?
Well, I've been following T.S., well, not following this, whatever, for a while, and I don't know if you know, like, this. She has a lot of, like, bad energy with her, like, bad energy. It's been said that she killed the girl that was the other trans that was living with her, her best friend. I don't know if you've seen that. That the lady, she didn't kill her. The lady was already dying of a sickness, and she was living in T.S. Madison's house. And T.S. Madison wasn't taking care of her. She was, and right after she passed away, it's been said that she robbed the girl. And another, Tavarita, said the friend had came to her, and the friend was talking about, like, these paintings. And it was crazy because when T.S. Madison used to do the lives with Kaya, she used to always talk about her, how her friend did these paintings and all of this stuff. And then I went back and watched Kaya's stuff, and Kaya was saying how T.S. Madison took the paintings, sold them, didn't give the best friend's mom none of her stuff, that T.S. Madison be having little boys in that basement, like enticing them with money, like doing mad crazy shit to keep them little boys down there in that basement, just like to keep them around her. Like she has, her energy is him, her, whatever she identifies as, her energy is really fucked up.
Was it a real woman?
No, no, it's a man, it's a trans woman. And the trans woman, then I went back and watched the trans woman's old live. And you can just see that T.S. Madison was very, like, her. T.S. Madison, if you watch it, like, she was, like, jealous. Like, she, even in the live, as they were, quote-unquote, best friends, T.S. Madison was trying to, like, play her on the low. Like, tried to, like, it was, like, just weird. And then when all of this started coming back out, it just got even weirder, like. A lot of her people that's around T.S. Madison have been exposing her for, like, the last 2 years. Even her old manager exposed her. Like, she's been getting exposed for a while. I'm, like, when I seen her on the radio, I was, like, I wonder what Hot 97 got to do with this agenda. Because now it's, like, why is she on there? That shit is weird that she's there. Like that blew me off, especially with Charlamagne being such a quote unquote conscious brother, or like, so it just, I don't know what's going on, but that whole shit was weird.
Okay, thank you, caller. You know, she said something very interesting, and I'm listening to her, and she is absolutely right, because I've heard the same thing from people who are saying that the energies of T.S. Madison had, would literally sit up. Remember I was telling you about it, pick up guys, bring them in the basement, and then some of them are heterosexual, but pretend to nurse them back to health, but it was really some other shit. And some of them ended up in that porn. But it was something interesting. She said, little boy, what does that mean? Because I remember growing up, this is in San Francisco, it was a big thing for older females to turn out younger girls. You know, they would just, like, pull up on you and be like, hey, yada, 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 and kind of get you involved in that whole lesbian world. Because Generation X got caught up in a whole lesbian energy escapade. We're not going to talk about them niggas. I'm just talking about in San Francisco, it was a thing going on, especially in the 90s, where lesbians would be pulling up on teenage girls, getting them all involved, offering money and this and that. So they would be pulling up on me all the time. And the funny thing is about what she's saying is she's also bringing in another energy that T.S. Madison was pretending. No, T.S. Madison was stealing the life force from that person. That's called life force. But when a person is sickly and someone offers to take care of them, you could steal their life force that way. And then basically it's like an energizer. It's you are becoming, and it's still sacrificial. But I wanted to piggyback on what you said, but what she's saying is absolutely true. And she's right. Mm-hmm. It's been so many rumors. And then you said the same thing. It's like you and the caller is really holding Charlamagne kind of in high regard. It's like, fuck yeah, Angela Yee. Charlamagne, what's up with this, right? No.
Yes.
Because I'm hearing that.
You're supposed to tell it like it is. Well, first of all, why you got this nigga on here in the first place?
It's not his fault, though. No, a lot of gay guys felt the same way with Charlamagne, to be honest with you. They were hitting me up, and they were like, why Charlamagne condone T.S. Madison on there like that? And then they, like, chopped up, and they, like,
chopped up T.S. Madison like a motherfucker, but not so much T.S. Madison, but the words and the agenda.
It wasn't cool. It wasn't cool.
But it's also very interesting what you're saying is when you start talking about the issues that women go through with our body parts, with our lady parts.
Mm-hmm.
And when trans people, and I'm going to talk about initially, especially black trans really don't understand what black women go through with our body parts. We get fibroids. They be trying to do hysterectomy on us. We may, and let's take it further, we may have been fucking some nigga that had been sat up and that nigga had herpes. And then we get fucking warts. And then we get that shit. They don't know to freeze that shit. They don't know what to do. And then that shit turns into cancer. It's so much shit that we go through as black women that y'all couldn't even comprehend. Okay?
Let alone deal with. There's black women that have the highest cases of breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Breasts are everything to a woman in general. That kind of shapes who you are. And for black women that have gone through mastectomies and just the whole ordeal, losing their hair and all of that, and it's like, what? You can't relate to that. You don't know what that feels like. Even for women that have had miscarriages or abortions, regardless of whether they meant to have them or they were raped and they had them and had an abortion, you don't know what that it does on a woman's psyche. Remember I told you about it was a group where there was a trans in the group, and it was a grieving group. And the lady wasn't allowed, I don't know why the fuck they were in that group, but they weren't allowed to talk about their miscarriage because the fucking trans couldn't relate to it. So that woman had to sit there and not discuss her miscarriage because of a fucking trans with a fake-ass fucking impossible pussy. Huh?
What is very interesting about it is the black trans bring up a lot about being murdered and about their life expectancy. I can't pronounce the shit right now. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I had trouble hearing that because this is why I brought up, hey, be careful saying that you don't live after a certain age, and black women go through domestic violence. Black women make sometimes dumbass decisions where, like, me and my client was talking about how you have echelon black women getting with, as they call them, thug dudes and dying now because these niggas are murdering them, okay? And not only that, domestic violence, but let's talk about prostitution for a fucking moment. Are we going to keep it real and keep it right that most of the time the black trans deaths are due to prostitution or also due to not revealing the full truth that you're a whole dude that you start off with what? Having oral sex. Then the person finds out and then they get crazy. But the bottom line is that let's really look at prostitution. It's a fair game out here. What makes you different of murder? If you're out here prostituting, escorting, the same thing happens. I'm just talking about black women. We get murdered all the time in fucking prostitution and more. Okay? So what makes you fucking different from the black woman who's out here with a pussy being murdered, killed, kidnapped, burned, chopped up, everything? Remember, especially in the 70s and 80s, that shit was popping off heavy. It happens now. But my question is, what makes you different than a biological woman when it comes up to murdering? Why are
they don't
you
want to have
so protected? That's the point, because then that's what makes them look like they're being sacrificed and you're just full of psychosis. Because if we go back to the Breakfast Club and we are holding Charlamagne in high regard, so let's peep Charlamagne for a moment, because we know he's a cancer, right? But he's probably also shedding the fuck up after they had that fucking Pisces. That dude, remember that whole, I don't know if you remember that whole shit that was going on a couple of months ago when that dude got mad at Charlamagne for speaking on some shit that he felt that shouldn't have been spoken on.
He went into
Pisces mode, attacked Charlamagne, busted out the business with the girl and all this shit. So Charlamagne is walking on a thin line. Okay, where we are expecting the cancer, Charlamagne, to be with the shit, he's shutting down because they got him on a fucking leash. Because in reality, he should have talked the fuck out of Angela Yee for busting out his ass get AIDS. Okay? Because that wasn't supposed to come out. Which caused T.S. Madison to holler out to her, well, if your man told you that he got his dick sucked by another man, would you basically still fuck with him? Then she was A-E-I-O-U and sometimes Y on a nigga. Then next thing you know, that caused T.S. Madison to come out and say, well, Angela Yee, you are toxic femininity. What the fuck is toxic femininity?
Look, like Dave Chappelle said, they make up their own fucking words. They make up fucking words. There's no such thing as no fucking toxic femininity. Just like there's no fucking word for, there's no real word of sin. They make up shit, and people go along with that shit because they use it. There's no fucking toxic femininity. What the fuck? It's just another fucking insult for real women.
Well, to be honest with you, T.S. Madison and some energies that act like T.S. Madison is really considered toxic femininity because they're toxic and they're trying to be feminine, which is a toxic feminine energy. Okay? That's what you are. See, you got to play because that energy, remember, see, you're fire, and T.S. Madison is what? Air. And you know how to maneuver around that. And it's like, wait a minute, because even when I heard that energy of T.S. Madison say that in so many words, black women just better get used to their men being bisexual and have that experience. Next thing you know, you got Joe Budden coming out talking about he likes boys and girls. What the fuck you talking about, Joe Budden? You sound like you lying. But it's very interesting, a couple of days after that, you come out with this. So basically, now, not only are you trying to force us to accept a man with a dick is a woman, now you're trying to push us just to go along with our men also being this alleged bisexual, because you put that out there. And the bottom line, it is a spell. When you listen to the Breakfast Club, T.S. Madison was throwing out so many fucking spells, especially at Wendy Williams. When we were at that Netflix thing, that damn walkout, that person was throwing so many fucking spells. Remember I just said the stealing of life force. That means you men with dicks, not saying all y'all, but are you sitting around purposely focusing on especially black women pulling our life force and we don't know it?
Of course.
And if you notice, the other one that was at the walkout was talking about tarot cards and all that shit. somebody recently told me, and it's that I forgot his name, and she was telling me how he used tarot cards to kill people, meaning this. He has a casket and put I think the devil card on top, right?
Uh-huh.
And apparently, I think he's from Louisiana. This is the one who had a baby by Mayweather's daughter. Okay? So if we have people out here using tarot cards, right? And that person that was at that walkout and using tarot cards, you can use tarot cards to pull people's life force. Why? Because the energies on the tarot cards are demonic anyway. So you can literally tap into them tarot cards and have that fuck people up. And their nature. And you know there are so many cards out here.
Mm-hmm.
What is it to get what I think there are these I call them a millennial cards that they appear to be same sex. What is it to get those same sex cards and start working on women and pulling the life force? Even lesbians get fucked up in the game because you're a woman. And there's interference. So as black women, how do we handle this? Or even women of color, because Latin, trans people don't act like that.
Uh-uh.
Only our men, here I go, only our men act like that. Okay? So what is the solution to this? I'm coming back at you. What's the solution?
They need mental help. They need mental help. They need mental help. I'm going to keep saying they need mental help. And they need black women to stop fucking co-signing this shit. Because a lot of black women co-sign this shit. And that makes them just as mentally ill, because you are aiding in their illness. It's an illness. And some kind
what
of fucking stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's nothing else to it, because nobody else. What other race of people are trying to tear down, regardless of whether they're white? Look, white trans people seem to just live their lives. They're not trying to tear down white women. Every other race of trans people, you don't see them doing all of this. You have whole niggas with beards and shit wearing fingernails and lipstick and clowning on real black women. You have black men with titties and still have their dicks clowning on black women. And you have black women who, because some of these people are in the public eye, have a following. And they laugh and think the shit is funny. Ain't none of that shit cute, and it's not funny. It's disrespectful. It's a disgrace. And it makes us as a whole look, it makes us look really bad. That's all I'm going to say. I think it's terrible. It's embarrassing. That's all I think is fucking embarrassing.
As you were talking, it made me think about Kevin Samuels and that Sodom or whatever, right? And
uh-huh.
How we have black men out here. So let's start out with black men. We have black men out here who have big issues with black women off the
uh-huh.
bat.
Right.
And if we go backwards, why do black men have an issue with black women off the bat? And if we go backwards in time, I'm going to talk about my kid's father. He has big issues with black women, big issues, because it's very clear what he prefers. And he prefers others. And he had a black baby by me. I'm going to say Rima, even this other sister, and then turn around and have a baby by this big white bitch that looked like Grimace, and then he's with this other one, right? At the end of the day, he ended up with two others. Then when I see a lot of the women that he's with currently, they always either Latin or white. And when really peeping him, he has big issues with black women. And the issues stem from his mom and whatever happened. And I really, and I believe that I understood the story, but I don't know if I really understood the story because he lives in his own world. But the interesting thing about it is that he don't put blame on the father or who might be his father and nothing. It's like everything falls back on woman. Then he was adopted. Then he had issues with her. It was like a weird old fellow relationship and love and hate, right? So we have these black men with a love and hate relationship for their mamas, aunts, grandmas, sisters, right? And
right.
Then, of course, blame get put on the black woman for letting something happen or for, like, for example, if there is no father, right, you didn't let your son get babysat with someone that may have molested them or harmed them, or you are the only energy that's been in their life and they're watching you, or they feel you let this man abuse you, okay? And so it becomes this love and hate relationship. So is it the psychosis of you always become your abuser? Meaning if you have all these swarm of black men who want to be women, who talk against women or black women, are you trying to be your abuser? It's kind of like with some lesbians who are studs, like hardcore studs. Are you your abuser? Now we have these studs that are wearing beards, going to a fucking barber to get beards. Are you your fucking abuser? Because in looking at especially the energies, as T.S. Madison being the foundation, T.S. Madison has a dick, and it's not a small one. And T.S. Madison is not a small person. This person, but I don't know. T.S. Madison said he was short. I didn't know T.S. Madison was short because that person looks very tall and big to me. But the whole energy of T.S. Madison and then the alleged mother of T.S. Madison, are you trying to be your mother? Are you angry? What is the story? You get what I'm saying to you, kind of the trail.
I get exactly what you're saying, and nothing but tragedy runs in our DNA.
Damn.
That's real. Our DNA is full of tragedy. How are we supposed to know as a black woman? There's no manual that teaches how to be a parent. It's trial and error. And if the parents, you know, before us have that same mentality of not knowing how to be a parent, how do you parent a certain child? You don't know how. It's trial and error. And all of us have our demons. And again, tragedy runs in our DNA. So how can we ever be a good parent? How can we teach our children anything? It's trial and error, and we're going to make mistakes. And it's damaged our people. It's damaged children into being damaged adults. So, again, tragedy runs in our DNA. Our DNA is tragic. And we're cursed.
It's like a fucking Macbeth story.
Yeah, exactly. So it is, that's why we have what we have to this day.
So I have, here's another caller, just a moment.
Hey, I'm back again. So I just wanted, I'm watching. I'm like all in. I keep talking knowing that y'all can't even hear me. But you had said, you know, what is the energy with T.S. Madison, her mom? T.S. Madison have went on live a lot of times back in the day, disrespecting that lady, like low-key disrespecting the lady's religion. Like, they be going, the mother too. Oh, that old lady has been on live too, talking, dogging T.S. Madison, calling her all types of little boys, all types of, yeah, their relationship is weird. I don't know if T.S. Madison is trying to be better than that woman, or she's trying to, like, do whatever she can to tear that woman down for, like, I don't know what it is, but they don't have no good faith. They not, the way they be going in on each other on bad days, it used to get crazy on live, on Facebook Live. Like, I used to be watching her live, the mother's live, back and forth. That's all I wanted to say. I'm back.
Thank you.
Yep.
So she just confirmed what I was just saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She just confirmed what I'm saying. With these black guys who have issues with their mamas. And I'm going to say this to you. It kind of reminds me of math. And you know how it's called rounding up, right? So we understand in the number of rounding up, after the number five, you round up. Then before the number five, you round down. T.S. Madison, some people may get it confused and say T.S. Madison is considered a Generation X. It's iffy because that means T.S. Madison was around that crack, period. You see what I'm saying to you? We have crack, then we have heroin. And if you guys also notice, there's a whole interesting generation of children who was born of what we call the crack era. You have this interesting energy of millennials. But T.S. Madison is that weird in-between. And I'm like, no, you're not the average. There's something a little bit off. What is the DNA? Wait a minute, here's the caller.
Peace. What up?
Good morning. How are you?
How you doing?
Good.
All right. This is O for Chivalry.
Okay.
I just say again.
No, I said okay.
Oh, how you doing? Yeah, I just want to give you props and a shout out to both of you sisters on the work you're doing, which is just phenomenal. I've been following your channel, and I wonder if you have a background in psychology, because you are on the mark with a lot of stuff you're saying, especially in regards to black men going through a trauma relative to how they were raised, something they experienced by their mother. And what that's called is shame. A lot of us, when we were children, we might have experienced something outside of, say, you know, moms used to walk around naked. I remember when I was at my friend's house back when we were about 8 years old. I remember being extremely attracted to his mom because she was real jet black, dark skin, and, you know, she was well developed lady, beautiful. you know, and had the prototype of the big breast, big butt. And I remember I loved going to his house because I used to stare at his mother. I remember one day she was unaware that he had his friend over, which was me. He had company. And she came out of the bathroom and called his name and said, "Bring mommy a towel." When she stepped out of the bathroom, I'm telling you, my eyes got wide open because I saw everything. And he was standing there witnessing me looking at her, and I can tell he was embarrassed. And so, you know, for me to play it off, I guess I'm a mature 8-year-old, so I'm like playing it off like, man, you know, my mother do that too. Don't worry about it. But I could tell it really bothered him because it may have happened more than once. So I'm staring at her, and she kind of took her time to even go back. She didn't even jump and close the door quickly. She kind of took her time seeing me looking at her, dried herself, and kind of closed the door slowly. And that image was in my head about his mother forever. Now, that example is really, in my opinion, not so extreme. You know, that's one of those things in and out. It'll happen. You might shake it off, and then nothing much to it. But what happens in a household, a lot of parents are raising their sons single-handedly, and these sons are experiencing things that they shouldn't see at such an early age and not able to process. And I've seen plenty. I remember I heard my mother screaming, and she used to keep her door locked. And I'm hearing banging on the wall. I'm thinking this nigga fucking, you know, some boyfriend is going upside her head. So I pretty much pushed and, like, ripped the apartment door open. And this dude, he's like 9 inches deep in my mother.
Oh, Lord.
So yeah. I'm young. Like, I'm like, what's going, you know, I'm looking, my, stuck, not knowing what to do. And she's like, she says to me, "No, you know, honey, go back to the room. It's not, your mommy's okay. You know, close the door." So I'm like, this motherfucker's balls deep in my mom. So this dude is like, "Yo, close the," you know, he was a street nigga. He was like, "Yo, close the fucking door, nigga." So I shut the door, and I'm, you know, I'm already messed up. I'm traumatized just from looking at that. So I leave, go outside, hang out with my friends. And I'm trying to process the whole situation, and I can't process that. You know, I'm the man of the house, and I'm a little boy. No male there, no father. And this dude was just having his way, of course, with her consent, but still, you know. So that's just another example. And then many other things go on. Yeah. And so that's called experiencing shame. And when you experience shame, shame is, for those who are not familiar, is when a young boy sees something involving his mother that he should not have seen, and it affects his perception of women from that young age on forward.
Wow.
And so it really does something to you, especially if the process continues as you get older and you keep seeing those scenarios play over and over again. But I wanted to touch on something, if it's okay with you, in reference to what you're saying about the whole trans and everything.
Okay.
Are you familiar with social engineering?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What I notice about social engineering and how it affects the black community, take the reality shows, okay, in a reality show, Love and Hip Hop, whatever. Do you notice how black women's makeup is done on the show?
Yeah.
And I told my wife, I said, you know what? I bet you homosexuals are doing black women's makeup on this show to purposely make them look like drag queens.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you notice, their makeup looks real hard. And some of these women can pass for trainees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and I told her, I said, you know, when you do makeup, makeup is not supposed to look obvious. It's a very subtle thing about makeup to the point where you're not supposed to look like you have any on.
Right.
And these women, makeup is real hard and finite to the part where they look real hard in the face, And I told her, I said, that's by design. And then when you look at, say, a transvestite, a transsexual, one of these shows like Pose or something, the actual boy looks more like a girl or more feminine than an actual woman on a reality show. So
that's true.
That was by design. That's called social engineering. And what it is that they were preparing and manipulating black men for years now and to manipulate the taste and the lust of what would attract them. So if you're looking at real women who some of them can pass for men, so when you come up against a man who looks like a woman, naturally their appetite, because they've been manipulated, can fall or be attracted to a transsexual.
Uh-huh.
That's real. That's true.
You know, and that's what you call social engineering. That's not a coincidence. Mm-hmm. They did that by design.
That's absolutely true. Thank you, caller.
Yeah, so I just wanted to share that with you. Y'all take
care.
Thank you.
Okay, I have one more person here.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, my God, I was alive. Woo!
It was okay. A lot of energy.
Ooh-wee, yeah. So this is kind of fresh. I want to talk about three things. I had to write them on my notepad. Something happened today. I think this was like 2 hours ago. Actually, no, I'm going to say that for last. First of all, first with Serena Williams. Last week, I think 2 weeks ago, I had seen something where I think she was on her Instagram story or something. She said that she had took her dog's medicine by accident. Sorry, but I was just like, okay. Then somebody in the comments was like, what's going on with her? And they was like laughing though. We're like, well, because she ate dog food a few years ago. So then I looked that up. And when you were talking about, like, handlers and people always being around her, and I started thinking about her husband, and I was like, well, something is up with that. I was like, I don't know.
What happened with she did what with her dog?
So, May of 2016, and you can look this up, she ate dog food by accident. She accidentally took her dog's medicine, and she said that she was spooky, or whatever the case may be. Yeah, this just happened 2 weeks ago.
She does look like a golden retriever.
Yeah.
But what does that have to do with Trey? What does that have to do with
Trey? I guess he's trying to get to the point.
We're not staying on topic.
So, with T.S. Madison, though, she is really I think that her and her mother do got a weird relationship, because it is videos on YouTube of, like, you know, her mother, like, being kind of weird towards her. And actually, her mother does still call her, I think, by her boy name, like, every now and again. I don't know if it's a thing where, like, she doesn't respect, like, her as a woman or just her being, like, T.S., but I do kind of feel like, you know, she is like that. I don't know if her mother is, like, because she's older or she's Christian, but I think that has something to do with it, too.
But I just want to tell, because I understand what Sandy's saying to stay on topic, but I kind of want to loop back to Serena Williams for a moment. Because something popped in my head. When you said she ate dog food and a couple of weeks ago she took dog medicine, right?
Yep.
And you know what's very interesting? That is a connection to actually trans energy, because Serena Williams looked like a dude. And they've been talking about also certain tranquilizers that is being used in the industry from animal tranquilizers, various energies that are transforming individuals.
Mm.
Okay? And some of these trans people do look like animals, too. So that's what I was interested
when you said that.
Because put it this way, remember I just said she looked like a golden retriever, right? And,
yeah.
And because I've also heard some people who try to, what I call, change their features. Some trans people, I've heard of them taking certain tranquilizers or getting into animal bestiality to transform themselves into a certain animal, almost like feminine, something they, because some of them can't afford certain medications, okay, that they will take certain animal medicines, start eating dog food to transform themselves. I've heard of that before in a trend, so that's why I found it interesting that you brought it up.
Yeah,
and
I didn't even notice that connection. That was interesting.
Well, yeah, that's why when you brought it up, I've heard about that before in the trans community as for their bone structure, you know, them transforming into an archetype in many ways. Okay, so I would like to study more with that connection, and as you brought up Serena Williams. And then somebody else had also brought up the issue with the energies of the relationship between T.S. Madison and his mother. So, do you have something else?
No, that was it.
Okay. Okay. Thank you for calling in, caller. I heard something with the other caller before him who said about being naked in front of your boys. And I found that interesting because mamas do that, especially black mamas. My mama did it. And I remember one day my brother was so fucking embarrassed because my mother had walked in the living room. The next day, it was some boys taunting him, saying, "I saw your mama naked in the living room," because they were in the tree, right? Mm-hmm. And I noticed boys do have an issue with that kind of that, like, "Mom, can you, like, put on clothes? What, you know, what's up?" And at a certain age or period, should we stop doing that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Yeah. We had this conversation maybe a week or two ago, and as I was talking about, because I used to do that when my son was younger, and then when he got to be a certain age, he was kind of like repulsed and started looking away, like if I'm, you know, getting out of the shower or whatever, and I'm like, oh, okay, he's at that age where it's uncomfortable, so let me, you know, not do that. My mother used to do that, and my brother used to be repulsed and would tell her to put some clothes on, but, you know, she didn't give a fuck, and she would still, you know, do that. But I remember him saying, "I'm your son. I don't want to see you naked." And he would say that all the time. "I'm your son. You shouldn't be naked around me." And I never got it, you know, but until now after listening to him, because it's great to get a man's viewpoint and an understanding of what that does to them, what that means for them. So now I get it, because my brother used to say all the time, "Put some clothes on. I'm your son. I don't want to see you with no clothes on." Because he, in his eyes, he kind of felt it as a disrespect, but I didn't understand it. So now I kind of get it. And we really shouldn't be walking around, especially at a certain, you know, when they reach puberty, I would think, you know, you really shouldn't be doing all that shit, because there should be some kind of respect for them as, you know, young men.
What I'm also wondering, as he was speaking, is like, now I kind of understand the double standard among fathers, among mothers who may not be in a relationship with each other, but be in a relationship with other people. Because like what he was saying is, I don't want to catch my mama having sex with somebody else other than my father. But that's a whole other dynamic. Because in realities, it makes me think about even my mom. If my mother had my brother Eric, and then he had my brother Antoine, then my father comes in. That's trauma, you know, because it's like, okay, here's these men coming at my mother, and it's very clear what's going on. Is that a psychosis right there? What energy is that? You know, because that's the part that I was saying, even with my kid's father, he had an issue because his mother allegedly, of course, was on drugs, then she brought in men. Mm. And he said the men harmed him. Okay? So then, where does that connect into the trans energy with the woman's body, with who we have around our son, the energy surrounding it? It's like a whole, it makes a lot of sense to me why my Aunt Julia, when she wake up in the morning, she put on her clothes, they didn't see shit. For real. Even me.
I remember old people saying that the first thing you're supposed to do, the women would say, the first thing you're supposed to do is get up, put your clothes on.
Absolutely. And it makes me wonder, should we go back to that old school?
Yeah.
Because you didn't have all this going on. It seemed like things got free willy once the boomers came about.
Oh, there go your pants and stuff. Yeah. I'm on Blog Talk Radio. Can you give me a minute? Thank you. What are you doing?
Okay. So, and it was something, because I knew that threw you off with the other caller calling about Serena Williams, right? And
And you know, he had more to say. He just didn't want to say it.
I know. But the reason why I wanted him to continue is because I understood the connection, because Serena Williams looks like a dude. And I've heard of transsexuals taking animal tranquilizers. So that's what I thought he was going to get into.
But you know how unfair that is to say, and I get tired of hearing that too. That she looks like a dude, or that a black woman looks like a dude. Yeah, people keep saying that because you got dudes out here that want to be women, and it's unfair. Because I hear people say that they think she's a man and shit. I don't believe she's a man. I think she's a woman. But the fact that people keep saying she looks like a dude, that's fucked up. It's fucked
it
up.
It is
and
fucked
that
up.
Not, then that should not even, that shouldn't continue.
But here's the fucked up thing about it is that I believe initially when Serena Williams first came out, I do believe she was a female. But I think something happened. I think they changed her. Because I'm like, what is going on with her energy? What's going on with her look? Because they've been doing that shit lately. You know, there's all type of weird underground shit popping off, you know, just like most recently, I seen some shit where I said, is that Beyonce? And Beyonce was with Jay-Z, and they were walking into a restaurant. And then I kept looking. I'm like, that is not Beyonce. And when I was looking at the body, it was very masculine. It was like a male. right? Then I seen Beyonce at the, I guess at the Hit 'Em Hard or whatever that was, well, whatever the premiere or the red carpet event. Then I seen her body there is very, it was very feminine. And I'm like, are these body doubles? Because I've seen that too. Body doubles that they get men, you know, just like remember I told you with Grace Jones, we were all thinking that was Grace Jones' body, and it was really the comedian who was the body double, a man. So we really don't know what the fuck is going on out here. And then, like what the caller was saying when he was talking about the makeup, and we had that conversation too, that, you know, they have these trans and these certain men that's taking on makeup. And makeup artists
making them look like
clowns. Absolutely true. Absolutely. Because back in the, what we call the 90s or the supermodel energy, we had all type of gay men doing makeup, and they did a fabulous job.
They
but
did.
Something changed. Something changed where they was that almost like an illusion. Like literally, they would just set so much foundation, so much powder. Then it's this whole eyeshadow shit. It is just off the hinges, and we don't have to do that. As women,
it's
we don't have to look
sabotage.
Like grass queens. Most
it's
definitely.
A form of sabotage. I mean, they want to sabotage real women. That's the only way I've taken it. I don't know how other people are taking it, but that's the only way. That's what I see. It's a form of sabotage. Most women don't even need all that fucking makeup. Most women and men, heterosexual men, most of them like women to not even have any fucking makeup on. Or if they do have makeup on, they like a natural look. So you have women that say, oh, well, I'm not wearing the makeup to you know, for anybody but myself. That's a fucking lie. You want to be seen as attractive, but men aren't attracted to all that fucking clown makeup. Look at what's her face. The one that got caught up, Mickey. When they mm-hmm. took all that fucking makeup off of that bitch, she looked like
with your hair.
A nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? She
no,
looked
I was
it hard.
Talking.
She looked it horrible.
No.
But all that makeup, it was like an illusion. But it was clown makeup.
You know when I really noticed all of that? It's funny you bring up that Mickey person. I noticed women, especially black women, started taking on makeup like that after they started to hear about all this leveling up.
That's right.
Yeah. Next thing you know, they slapping on wigs. They taking up their face. It's all because she's part of that level up shit. But Mickey is a whole prostitute, though. So
Mickey's
what
a whole
thug,
nigga. I hope he's still in, I mean, she in jail.
Well, I don't know. Remember, she got out. But, you know, because they was messing around with them PP or whatever, PP loans.
Yeah, with the PPP loans.
Yeah, you know what that was. We need to reevaluate everything because you have leveling up, you have psychosis, you have trauma, we have agenda, we have spell words, we have
mental
all this
illness.
Shit going on. Gosh. My goodness. So we're going to wrap this up. Because I know you got shit to do.
Yeah.
And here's
and,
the thing,
and
y'all.
People have, mm-hmm.
What?
No, I was going to say, and people have been called to talk shit, but they're going to go over into the comments and talk shit.
That's
some
exactly.
Punk y'all, y'all
that's
some
exactly.
Punk bitches. Keyboard gangsters. You ain't got no heart.
Here's my
fuck
energy
y'all.
With it, because that's what I was about to talk about. You're listening, but you do not call in. You just harass people. You just, it's just, that's the most definitely punk ass bitch shit in the world. To talk shit in comments. But the real punk shit is to create fake phone numbers, forward text me, and then discontinue the number. I call you. Because I do. I call them. I be like trying to say, you want to do Zoom? Because you got a lot to say. I mean, a lot to say. And that's a very much punk move, passive aggressive, playing games, trying to cause an archetype and psychosis. But you're not saying anything up front. And that's this whole mentality. Everybody is punk bitch and sensitive, and you talk behind the scenes. Here's the question. Why would you be afraid to talk to me? Why don't you just call up and say what the fuck you got to say? Don't call up special ed like that motherfucker did, talking about, yeah, nigga. I ain't no nigga. I'm not a dude. If you got something to say, just say the shit and keep it moving. If you don't like what the fuck it is, what it is. If you trying to educate, educate, but don't hit me up talk about, well, you didn't do it. And it is this good. Look, what's your fucking point? Get to your point. Stop trying to insult. Then that's what it is. So this is where Pretty Game Witches So I might go over some of this shit in a video. But other than that, hit us up when you want some real work done.
And get up out of your bitch assness.
Oh, my.